Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, you hear it. You hear it. Do not fear it. You hear the alarms. You hear the sirens. But no need to worry. Have no fear. An emergency podcast is here. LeBron James announced that he is coming to Los Angeles to play for the Los Angeles Lakers. Nobody is surprised. Nobody broke the news for LeBron. There was no insiders. There was no decision. There was no shenanigans. LeBron James broke the news by himself. He's coming to Los Angeles for 4 years and $154 million. Good for you. Congratulations, LA. Congratulations, Laker fans, and congratulations, Magic Johnson. You did it. Magic Johnson did it. And whoever the fuck thought that Magic Johnson wouldn't do it, you must still be stung by something that went down in the 80s. Did he skeet up in your chick in the 80s? Did Magic fuck your bitch in the 80s? Were you a Boston Celtics fan? Nobody bets against Magic Johnson. Okay, if you grew up in the 80s, there was a saying, you don't bet against the Magic Man and you don't bet against the Sugar Man. Talking about Sugar Ray Leonard. Magic Johnson just fucking wins. Okay? He just fucking wins. LeBron is coming to LA. I don't know who else is coming with him. Who knows if that fucking guy, Kawhi Leonard, is going to figure it out. I don't think he is. Paul George last night said that he's staying in Oklahoma. Fuck. Good for you. Good for you. But I just want to go back for a second. Because when Magic Johnson took the job, there was a whole bunch of shit talkers out there. There was a whole bunch of people. Namely, Dan fucking Lebatard. He was the leader of the pack saying, whether or not Magic Johnson was qualified to run the Lakers. Magic just win Johnson. Motherfucking Miles. Jordan. Let me get that Willie Hutch.
No, 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 no.
Dick Stain Dan Lebatard. You was talking shit days after the great Magic Johnson. He changed basketball, Magic Johnson. Before Magic Johnson played, 6'9" dudes were not dribbling the ball up the court. Magic Johnson is the reason why LeBron James is LeBron James. Magic Johnson is the same size as LeBron James. Sans all the muscles and steroids. I didn't say that. Magic Johnson changed the game. He won rings and things. What the fuck have you ever done? Is Magic Johnson qualified to run the Lakers? You bet against Magic Johnson, you dumb fuck you. You hear that, Willie Hutch? Let it rock, Miles. You got your father on TV every single day, and you're still asking whether or not Magic Johnson is qualified. Your pops, Poppy, has never been qualified to be on TV. Your show is on at 3:30 during the middle of the day. Yes, it does good ratings because no fucking body watches TV at 3:30 during the middle of the day. Your pops ain't shit. Your hot takes ain't shit. Your predictions ain't shit. And Magic Johnson just took a shit on your head. And you know who got the shit bags to clean it up? You know who's got to bend over and he's already got a fucked up back? Your father. Your father, Poppy, is picking up the dog shit that Magic Johnson just sprinkled around your entire studio. Your man Stu Gotts ain't shit, and your whole crew ain't shit. You question whether or not Magic Johnson would pull it off for the Los Angeles Lakers? This ain't Miami, you ski head. He runs this fucking town. He caught the monster in this town. Magic Johnson caught the monster in this town, and he beat it in this town. Nobody reigns over Magic Johnson in Los Angeles. Don't ever forget it. Yes, there's young stickmen. Yes, there's young stars, Michael B. Jordan, Liam Hemsworth. They come and they go. Magic Johnson has buildings in this town. Magic Johnson is Los Angeles. He caught the monster. And he still reigns supreme, and you asking whether or not he's qualified to run the Lakers. Fire yourself and fire your old ass father. You were never qualified to be on TV. You were never qualified to make hires, motherfucker. You hired your father, asking whether or not Magic Johnson would get it done. He got it done. Cut that good Willie. This is an emergency podcast. Shit talking emergency podcast. Earlier this morning, ESPN's Wojciechowski reported LeBron James, his representatives are meeting with the Philadelphia 76ers. This is the type of shit I need to be woken up with little dings on my phone. The same Wojciechowski and the same insiders just a few days ago reported LeBron James will not be taking any more pitches from any other teams. And yes, LeBron didn't meet with the Philadelphia 76ers, but if his people met with him, he met with them. You dumb fucks, you. Everybody's so quick to want to be an insider. I'm going to tell you something about these insiders. These fucking snakes in the grass. These fucking worms. They ruin teams, okay? I want to find out who the insider is for the fucking Knicks. The ball boy, the press agent, who gives these leakers that give Wojciechowski and all these fucking worms that are so, they're like, I broke the story about blah, 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 blah. I broke the story about blah, 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 blah. Can you make a free throw, Duke? Why are you so worrying about what the next man is doing? I broke this story. I broke that story. I sucked off this GM, and he gave me this information about this guy being signed in Orlando. All these fucking worms, these insiders, you're ruining it for the fucking fans. You just reported a couple of hours ago that LeBron James' team was meeting with the Philadelphia 76ers, and he signed with the Lakers. He announced it himself. Why didn't he call you since you're such a fucking insider? I'm talking to all you fucks. You don't know shit. My sources told me that nobody knows shit. Okay? That's why I know it all. Because I know that I don't know shit. And I know even more that you don't know shit. But it comes down to this, LeBron. I moved out to Los Angeles in 1989. That's when I first moved to Los Angeles. Came out here with stitches in my ear after the infamous ear-biting incident of 1989. 2 months later, came out to Los Angeles. 2 years later, a star was fucking born. You know my history. You know my pedigree. You know how I get down. Look me up on IMBD. Okay? You went to Cleveland. You went to Miami. You went back to Cleveland. And now you're coming into my backyard. The chances of us bumping into each other are pretty high. I'm reaching out right now and I'm letting you know, if you see me, don't try it, Duke. Don't try to play me, Duke. I'm sure we're going to frequent the same spots, Duke. I like the Lakers. I've always liked the Lakers. I've always liked the Lakers since Magic Johnson became a Laker. This is 1979. I was nine. Okay? I barely knew shit about basketball. Think about what you know when you're nine. You know nothing. It's not like today where kids watch ESPN. They have video games. They have NBA 2K. They learn every single player on every team. My kids, my sons, knew every single player on every random team when they were 10, 11 years old. When I was nine, I knew shit. You had CBS, NBC, and ABC. Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, they own the NBA. Dr. J, of course he knew he had different players, the Knicks. But everything was about Magic Johnson and Larry Bird. And I didn't root for fucking Larry Bird. I rooted for Magic fucking Johnson. I rooted for James Worthy. I rooted for Michael Cooper, Captain, Byron Scott, all of them. Did I ever tell you the story about when Arsenio Hall was babysitting me in 1983? Arsenio Hall was babysitting me in 1983. Took me to a Los Angeles Lakers game. As we all know, Magic Johnson and Arsenio Hall have been friends since probably before 1983. Was begging Arsenio, please take me to a game. Please take me to a game. I don't need to go on the backstory how I wound up with Arsenio Hall as my babysitter. He wasn't a famous guy at the time. He was just a young up-and-coming comedian. I'll tell you how this happened later. But Arsenio Hall took me to a Laker game. We went and had dinner in the Laker lounge. I sat next to Arsenio Hall on my left. And God is my witness, in 1983, I sat next to Muhammad Ali on my right. We sat in Jerry Buss's suite with Jerry Buss and a bunch of blonde jump-offs. This is all a fact. I kept saying to Arsenio Hall, please, please, can you please somehow, some way, get me a pair of Magic Johnson's Converse? He had the weapons. They said Magic on them. Him and Dr. J were probably the only players in the NBA that had sneakers that were custom. Now everybody has custom sneakers. Please, can we go into the locker room after the game? Please, can you get me his sneakers? I'm begging you. I'm begging you. I'm begging you. Go into the locker room after the game. This is in the fabulous form. This is in 1983. All the reporters around Magic Johnson. I get to meet Magic Johnson. He goes to take a shower. I have on three gold chains. At this point in my life, 1983, I literally thought I was Eddie Murphy. I had three gold chains, one that I got for a birthday present and two that were my grandmother's, wrapped around my neck. When Magic Johnson went to go take a shower, I was walking around the locker room figuring out a way to steal his Converse sneakers. Arsenio kept saying, I don't know, I don't know. I don't know if I could get you the sneakers. Walked around the locker room. Byron Scott literally said to me, man, you walking around Inglewood with all that jewelry? I'm 13, Byron. No one's going to fucking rob me. Arsenio Hall is my chaperone. He's my babysitter. This is a fact. This happened. 1983, December of 1983. If I looked up the schedule of the games in 1983, I could zero it down to who they played against. I don't remember. I had dinner next to Muhammad Ali. He got tomato sauce on his fucking tie. I was overwhelmed. Magic was in the shower. I took his two pairs of socks. He had two pairs of socks. Remember, he used to wear those high socks? I took his two pairs of socks. They taped his ankles. I took the tape that was on his ankles, balled it all up, put him in the sneakers that were probably around size 16 or 17. Huge. I'm 13 at the time. I picked up the sneakers. I'm walking around the locker room like they're my sneakers. Like no one's going to notice that I have two gigantic purple Converse sneakers in my hand. I saw some people talking, you know, to the left of me. Arsenio comes over to me. He goes, "You can't take the sneakers." I go, I tried to steal his fucking sneakers. That's a story. I've always loved Magic Johnson. Now, what am I going to do about my LeBron hate? I don't know. I can never hate anything that has to do with Magic Johnson. I love the man. I love the man. If you haven't read my book, and if you're listening to this emergency podcast and you have not read my book, this book has balls, Sports Rants from the MVP of Talking Trash. There's an entire chapter dedicated to my love, my lifelong love and adoration to Irvin Magic Johnson. Okay? It's on page 103. The chapter is called The Magic of Magic. I went to his basketball camp. Okay? I went to his basketball camp, got chosen to play one-on-one up to three against Isaiah Thomas. He dunked on my head. I love Magic Johnson. Happy for Magic Johnson. Dan Le Batard, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I don't know what I'm going to do with my hate. Fortunately, he's now in the West, so I can continue rooting for my Golden State Warriors without hating the Lakers. I can't jump ship. Can't fucking jump ship. You know who jumped shit? The co-host of this show that couldn't make it onto this emergency podcast, G. Moody. He will now be ball-sucking the Los Angeles Lakers. I will not do it. But I don't think you will get the vile, the visceral hate that you're used to when I am rooting against LeBron James. Listen, it's an emergency podcast. I don't want to take too much of your time. I will say this. That young rapper who was murdered tragically in Florida, XXX, I can't pronounce his name correctly, Extacion, I don't mean any disrespect, XXX, one of his assailants has been arrested, and it was reported, and I feel like it's real, that since he's been in jail, he was not only beaten up, but he was sexually violated. Look it up. That means he got the Wonder Bread bag and olive oil treatment. Look it up. One of that guy's murderers was in prison, and they took his ass. He's only been in prison for 2 weeks. They took that ass real nice, real proper. And when you commit senseless murders, and as Jay-Z says, you let Zimmerman walk around Florida, nobody does anything, but you kill this kid for no reason. You wanted the fame, now you got to deal with the game. You got that Wonder Bread bag treatment. You haven't even been in the hooscow for a month. Good for you, you fuck you. It's emergency. I am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Once again, congratulations to the Los Angeles Lakers, to their fans. Miles Davis is a big fan. I know Mr. Morris is a big fan. It's purple and gold. I live in LA. I'm a Knicks fan, okay? You will not catch me shitting all over the Los Angeles Lakers, but I ain't no fucking bandwagoner. When it gets down to the get down, I'm with the Golden State Warriors to sweep their ass right the fuck out of the Staples Center. My name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. Mr. New York, a.k.a. an American hero, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Jake LaMotta of podcasting. This was not a test. This was an emergency. I am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Miles Jordan, take us out of here with some more of that good, sweet Willie Hutch. No, 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 no.